During the pandemic, a lot of working moms wound up staying home to take care of kids who were suddenly learning online, at home. Are they returning to work now? Some new New York numbers say maybe not so much. A report from the New York State Comptroller's Office says the unemployment rate for moms in the city has improved, but it's still higher than it was before the pandemic. Julie Bauke joining us on Newsline, President and Chief Career Strategist, the Bauke Group. Julie, good to have you here. First of all, let's back it on up a bit to the pandemic. Why is it that so many women versus men wound up staying home?
You know, there's a lot of reasons for that. It could be just it made more sense for her job to be done from home. It could be that that's how the division of labor is in their home. And it just maybe just made more sense. And I think we, you know, a lot of us, not to greatly generalize, are better at managing multiple priorities. And so in some households, it just made sense. Plus, a lot of single mothers, they didn't have a choice. And
right.
So what we're seeing is now is the pandemic really shoved it forward, but it was coming anyway. That complete blurring or elimination of boundaries between work and home. So I found this report interesting, unsurprising, but wholly positive.
Okay, I want to hear about the positive, but first, Julie, why can it be tough to go back if you had a job and you had to resign your position to stay home with the kids, monitor the online school activities? Is it tough to go back and re-enter the workforce because a couple of years have passed, 2-3 years?
Yeah, and you may. So there's several things that happen. A shifting of priorities, a difficulty finding and keeping reliable childcare. A lot of those jobs, a lot of those services really diminished. And really just, in some cases, it's simply preference. I like and I'm capable of doing work and life at the same time. And so I want to keep doing it because it gives me greater life satisfaction.
Right. So I would think that the hybrid schedule would be the ideal schedule if you do want to get back into the job of force. Are women and other people too, and men too, able to find hybrid jobs nowadays?
Yes. You know, yes. And I hope that trend, that we stay on trend with that. I think there's some outliers that are being very stubborn in terms of accepting this is how it's going to be moving forward. But what I found positive in this report, two things, is that New York City women, the number of New York City women with kids who did not want to work full time, typical, let's call it 35 hours plus a week, between 20 and 22, that number jumped almost 80% compared to national figures of just over 12%. And so New York City women said, yeah, I'm not doing it that way anymore. I want hybrid work. I want flexible work.
And why is that such a positive, Julie?
Because that is, women are, when you look at the number of women in the workforce, as women continue to rise in the ranks, women are still outranking men in numbers that graduate from college. And so what women want and what women need is going to drive the workplace culture and how companies have to operate if they have any hope of attracting and retaining talent. And so from a leverage standpoint, the more people who want something, the more employers eventually have to give in and get it. And I think it gives us, you know, because there's so many women in the workforce, what we want matters more. And so we will continue to drive with our demand. We will continue to drive what workplaces have to do to keep us. They can't live without us anymore. And I think New York City women are leading the trend saying yes, because of, and it could be the factors of living in an urban center. That's very different than living in Des Moines. But they've said, we are going to demand a different type of work. It doesn't mean we don't want to be productive.
Right.
It doesn't mean we don't want to work hard. It just means we want to work differently. And different is not wrong. And that's where the rub is right now, Bridget, with a lot, especially more traditional conservative workforces, more finance as an example. They are saying, nope, it's time to get back to the way things were.
Yeah.
And if
they'd like the Monday through Friday from the office again. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. And the other thing that's so positive in this report is New York City women are leading the way in self-employment. And so when you look at this study, it says There's some hand-wringing over the number of Black women that saw the largest spike in unemployment during the pandemic. But Black women are focusing more on self-employment. That number rose 70%.
Right. So much in this study to parse, and so good to chat with you about it. Julie Bauke, President and Chief Career Strategist with the Bauke Group. Julie, we thank you.